This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, welcome to Life and Faith. This is John Dixon. We're talking about Islam with PhD student Richard Schumach, who's doing his research in Islam in an Islamic studies department in Melbourne. Richard, we've covered a lot of territory over these sessions. We've looked at God and we looked at what it means to be a human being. We've looked at the rules of Islam and so on. Let's talk about Jesus himself. First, start with the Christian view of Jesus, and then let's talk about how Muslims view Jesus.
Absolutely. As we said a couple of sessions back, Christians view Jesus as God with us. Jesus is God in person, turning up, not just being with us for the fun of it, but because God is for us and that he would come as the suffering servant. And in fact, in Christianity, Jesus is the Messiah in the same way that he is in Islam, the Messiah. But in Christianity, the Messiah is the one who would come and suffer as a servant in order to bring us back to God.
Yeah, but everyone knows that Muslims love Jesus too, right? They really have a great place for Jesus. So how do they understand him? How is it different from the Christian view?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, a Muslim friend of mine, I ran into him one day in the street. He was wearing a T-shirt, and on the T-shirt it said, "I love Jesus because I'm a Muslim," and he was too. Yeah. Muslims are very fond of him. They love him. They say they love him. They're very fond of Jesus. But in Islam, Jesus is not God coming to visit us. Jesus is a prophet who comes with the message of Islam, in fact.
Is there, therefore, a basis here for sort of real communication between Muslims and Christians because of the Jesus connection? I mean, it's not like, say, Orthodox Judaism and Christianity, where Orthodox Judaism rejects Jesus. Islam has a real place for him.
Absolutely. It's a real place, but it's ambiguous, if that's the right word, place. So, in fact, I asked my friend, I said, "Oh, what do you love about him?" You say you love Jesus. "What do you love about him? What do you love about what he said or what he did?" And he said, "Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about him." And that's true. In fact, in the Quran, there's a few details of Jesus' life, but there's very little there about what he taught. And in fact, most Muslims just think, well, he confirmed what Muhammad said.
The Quran's very clear, isn't it, that Jesus could not possibly have been God. I think it even says that they do blaspheme who say Allah is Jesus. So what's the problem with that? Like, why couldn't God be a human being?
Two reasons. One is because the biggest sin in Islam is shirk, which is the idea that you associate anything with God. God is perfect. God is pure. God is one. Don't stick anything with him. That would be like idolatry. But the second thing is what I said a few sessions back about in Islam, you stand by yourself. And Muslims are offended also by the idea that someone would come and take responsibility for our sin or suffer on behalf of us. No, we stand by ourselves in front of God.
Well, this ties into the other thing I wanted to ask you, really about Jesus' death, because for Christians, Jesus' death really is the centerpiece because it's there that he bears the judgment we deserve so we could be forgiven. But am I right in thinking the Quran not only rejects that idea that he bears sins, but even that he died on a cross?
There are a variety of different explanations for what happened to him, but it denies that he died on a cross, and certainly that he died on a cross in any sense for us. And in fact, I remember talking in a mosque once with one of the key imams, teachers down in Melbourne, and we talked about Jesus, and he said, "Okay, well, you say that we don't understand much about Jesus. You explain Jesus to me." And I explained the story of Jesus culminating in the cross, and I still remember the look on his face. He was horrified by that idea, and he said, "I will not accept that Jesus would die on a cross for me. I cannot possibly accept that."
And his reason was what?
For the two reasons. One, it's shirk, it's idolatry. But the other one is, no, I have to stand by myself. No one else can carry my responsibility for my actions before God.
There are real similarities between Islam and Christianity, and there are some real differences. As we close these sessions, can you just, I don't know, in a sentence or two, tell us what for you are the biggest similarities between the two faiths and the biggest difference between the two faiths.
Absolutely. The biggest similarity is that both Muslims and Christians, they love God, they want to know God, they want to live a good life, they want to live a life of worship, a life of faith. They want to live a life where God's a part of their life in their family and in their work. The biggest difference, I think, is Christians say that they are born-again people. They have God's power, God's presence in their life that bringing them to life. Whereas Muslims, they're just trying to be good. They're trying to keep the rules.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.